Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 6, 2021. How can we solve a friend's problem? Question: how can we solve a friend's problem? Answer: there are problems that a friend can solve when connecting to the Creator. There are problems that friends get so that I will connect to the Creator and solve them. There are states that are felt as global problems, and I connect to the Creator and He solves them through me. This means that everything is materialized through me, but it comes from the Creator. I am a short circuit between the Creator and the friend, the group, or the whole world, and that is how we solve the problems. This is the reason that all our thoughts should flow in the following direction: all the problems stem from the Creator, and we solve them only by connecting to Him. What is more, each one can do it for others. When working in the Ten, we will see that not a single person can correct himself, ascend, connect, or exit the bad state. It is said that only friends can free a person from prison. He can never do it by himself. We will go through such states all the time, and although we do not feel it now, we will soon see that it is indeed so. So we just need to connect to each other. It is as it is written: they helped everyone his friend and not any other way. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 11, 2019. How to feel that you are needed. Question: young people often ask, why doesn't anybody need me? At the same time, they have parents, a school, and money, they are well brought up and study well, but they experience an absolute feeling of emptiness as if no one cares about them. Answer: it is not a false perception. Indeed, we are in a vacuum. And although there are billions of people around us, we cannot say that we feel their positive influence on us. All the vibes that we receive from the world around us are either negative or emanate outright soullessness and indifference. Question: and what to do? People feel absolutely unwanted despite the fact that they seem to be surrounded by quite a lot of attention and care. What can they do to feel they are needed? Answer: but they do have some goal in life if they are talking about the meaning of life. They should feel that they are going straight toward it, one smaller step, one more step, and they are moving. Otherwise, these questions will arise and people will start hating themselves. But if man has a clear goal, he wants to reach it and every day approaches it, then he is inspired by his life, by his advancement, and he is happy that he exists. From Cab TV's Integral World, July 13, 2018. Pray for strength. Comment: you constantly ask your students to start writing articles, and tell us, it will help us. Then I have a difficulty with having received directions from the teacher that I cannot fulfill. I have no desire to write. My response: this is natural. Because the teacher said so. If the teacher gives advice, it is a problem to fulfill it. Yet, precisely because of that, it is desirable to fulfill his advice. Question: what if I do not have the strength? Answer: then you should pray to have strength. Question: what is this feeling of great regret that there is an opportunity, and suddenly something fetters me? Answer: if my egoism pushes me to do this, then I can. However, if this is not egoism, but, for example, a teacher, then I cannot. That's where you can see who's at work here. Question: what do you recommend? Answer: to cry out that I cannot do anything because I obey only my egoism. Question: is it true? Moreover, the more I study, the more I realize that everything I do comes from egoism. However, we should not despair, right? Answer: what does despair have to do with it? This is our nature. There should be no despair, in any case. On the contrary, we should be happy that the truth is revealed. There must always be an independent expert point, outside of the body when I look at myself from the outside. From Cab TV's teacher, student, February 7, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy mean? A week is a cycle, and every seventh day is a break that as if stops then restarts the universe. It is written that the Creator worked for 6 days and rested on the Sabbath, the seventh day. This means that we should also work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. However, our work differs from the Creator's work. The Creator's work is creation. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the weekdays represent the 6 sephirot of Zir and Pin, Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod and Yesod, 6 directions. On the contrary, our work is to change ourselves in accordance with these 6 sephirot. When we finish that transformation, we reach the last sephirah. However, the last sephirah becomes revealed in us, by itself. Here, we have nothing to do, just to not interfere. If we correctly attract the 6 forces upon ourselves, then the 7th force of the Sabbath, Shabbat, from the word Shvita, a break during work, does all the work by itself because we embody no interference to the Creator's actions. We receive everything possible in the 6 stages, the so-called 6 days, which connect in us, and then on the 7th day, we receive their result. In other words, we work during the 6 days to resemble the Creator's qualities of love and bestowal, and on the 7th day, we need only let the Creator perform upon us, the conclusion and outcome of our 6 days of work. Based on the TV show, Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 26, 2019. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does the commandment thou shalt not kill mean if not what it says? The 6th commandment, thou shalt not kill, means to cause no detriment whatsoever to others. The previous 5 commandments explain a process that leads to us receiving the forces called Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod and Yesod, and we need to become a receptacle that lets these forces act correctly in us, not interfering with the effect that they have on us. Using these forces correctly means to use them for the sake of bestowal, and thus thou shalt not kill means the contrary, that we use these forces for self-benefit. In other words, if we use our connection with the spiritual forces, with the Creator, for self-benefit, then this act is called killing. By doing so, we kill our desire, which is the fundamental matter of our existence. Our desire gets killed because it becomes filled with pleasure. The pleasure aimed at self-benefit kills the desire, and the desire becomes extinguished. Based on the TV show, Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 26, 2019. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.